Hello, I'm John Richards, chairman of Winchester Talking Newspaper. It was our AGM on the 10th of June this year, and this is the report I read at the meeting. Mr. Mayor, Madam Mayoress, ladies and gentlemen, my report last year, which has been available on the website in both text and audio formats, was full of detail about the technological progress during the previous 12 months. This included ironing out technical issues and raising our studio recording and copying sound quality to a professional standard. The past year has been one of consolidation. We haven't needed to buy any further studio equipment. We have concentrated on doing what we do well and trying to do it even better. To help us do that, we now have a studio calendar on the WTN website so that we can avoid double booking or other mix-ups. And in the studio since January this year has been a manual which contains all rotors, useful telephone numbers and instructions on how to use all the equipment. There have been some, for want of a better word, personnel changes. Last May, Mary Davis, who had been magazine team leader for 13 years, retired from that role, but she continues with her husband John as a magazine editor, at least until the end of this year. Our thanks to her. Noel Thorpe Tracy has taken over as magazine team leader. David and Janet Farthing decided to give up as newspaper editors in November. David was chairman for 21 years, so he deserves a well-earned rest, although he and Janet continue to be busily involved with other charitable organisations. Peter Lydiard, newspaper reader and magazine reader, has trained as a presenter and is now officially a reserve newspaper presenter. Ros Lydiard, who was first a reader and then a presenter, took over as Reader's team leader and coordinator last June and spearheaded the change to a five-week rather than a six-week rota found necessary because of a reduction in editing teams. The five-week rota began in December and is working well. During the past 12 months, we've been flying the WTN flag whenever possible. We enjoyed the summer garden party in July, of course, attended by the mayor, and in the same month gave a talk to the Winchester Hospital League of Friends, as well as attending their AGM in October. In September, we went to the AGM of Portsmouth Area Talking Newspaper, and last month we had a presence at an event called Health Matters Day in Shawford. We have also had people visiting us. In September, the last Mayor of Winchester, Councillor Frank Pearson, was a guest reader in the studio one Friday morning. In April this year, Steve Bryan MP was a guest reader in the studio and gave us much publicity. He tweeted about his experience, put a short film on his TV channel, and there was also a piece on YouTube. Real fame at last. As always, there have been some farewells. In October, Sian, the wife of Brian Woodruff, a newspaper and magazine reader, died. At the end of November, Sally, wife of Rory McPherson, who had been Reader's coordinator, died. Harry Meredith, husband of Margot, newspaper and magazine reader, passed away in early December. And Vernon Gardner, newspaper editor, died in the middle of May. There may be others I have not heard about. We will miss them all, and our thoughts are with their families and friends. I've been chairman of WTN for 2 years now, and I never stop being impressed with how generous all the volunteers, 80 of them, are with their time. And how selfless they all are in the work they do to provide a sterling service to our listeners, who I know appreciate it. So, to end, a huge thank you to all our supporters and friends, to all the volunteers for what they do, and of course to our listeners for their loyalty to Winchester Talking Newspaper.